It's Brian Noonan in for Nick one more time. Nick will be back with you a Sunday night into Monday morning. 312-981-7200 is how you get involved in the program. No matter what we're talking about, it's always more fun to talk to you, so feel free to jump on in. All right, we were talking about beer. Now sometimes you might want to have a beer and then watch a movie. Well, if you've been listening to the news, you know some of the big theater chains, AMC in particular, is saying they don't think they're going to survive the pandemic. They've got, you know, so much overhead, so many places that are open. Then you hear news about Cinemark saying they're not going to require masks. Well, these are all big chains, and that's all well and good. But what about the smaller theaters, the independent cinemas that are in your neighborhood, especially places that are so woven into the community, like the Music Box Theater at 3733 North Southport here in Chicago, celebrating 90 years. Unbelievable. The general manager of the Music Box Theater, Ryan Oestreich, is my guest. He joins me now on WGN. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Brian. It's nice to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. We have talked before because my old producer, Cody, is not only a huge fan of the Music Box, he co-opted your marquee for his engagement.
That Cody.
That Cody. Okay. Yes, that Cody. Wow.
I love this connection that we've got. I also love those requests. I mean, there's nothing more heartening than asking somebody to do you a favor that's a big question like that or a big milestone for them. I enjoy those moments of my job.
Well, that is a connection that the Music Box can have that a random Cineplex at the mall cannot have. And that's why it's so important for independent theaters like yourself to keep going. Now, what's it like? 90 years is amazing to have that kind of support. What I know you had different things planned for the celebration, and then the virus decided to throw a monkey wrench into all that. How are you marking 90 years?
Well, I mean, we started our kickoff of our 90th year back in August, so we've really just been kind of we were running on high speed. Honestly, we were running on all cylinders. We were doing all of our greatest hits, you know, from our sing along Sound of Music to our Christmas shows, and we were in the midst of our fan favorite 70mm film festival when we had to shut down. And so, you know, for our 90 years, we were riding high. I mean, it was everything I had been plotting and planning for, and ways of celebrating and both experimenting, but giving the customers also what they love and doing new things and bringing back old things. And yeah, I can't tell you all of the great things we had been doing and we're still doing and had coming up. And then it was just like pause button. Ugh. And then you're just like, and then at some point static comes over your screen and you're just like, huh, well, we're going to get back to this. I think we're going to come back around. We're going to show you more movies and have more guests and do more of the things you love at some point, and it just seems to have gotten longer and longer. The wait and the certainty has become more and more shrouded and confusing, you know. But we really were having a great 90th year. I promise you. We ask anybody who's been coming to the theater in the last 6 months, and they'll tell you that, you know, they've seen a lot, and they've interacted with a lot of great filmmakers and guests and memorable shows. I mean, yeah, it's been a hell of a 90th, but also one that we'll never forget, considering what we're currently going through.
Yeah, that is an understatement to say the least. All right, let's talk a little bit about the future, and we're also going to talk about what's going on now and how people can keep the Music Box Theater going, and the importance of independent theaters and things like that. But you're a business that works with crowds. Your whole thing is getting a lot of people into the theater for your events and your films and all of this. What kind of challenge are you going to face going forward when the city finally does say, okay, we're into phase four, theaters can start to reopen? What's the Music Box going to look like when somebody comes into a movie?
Well, the reality of that statement is their music box will not reopen in phase four because the restrictions that the city have placed on us for what stage four will look like are too onerous, and we will lose a lot of money just to open.
Wow. In what ways?
Yeah. Well, so what happened with their phased reopening plan, which had a lot of really good things in it in terms of social distancing and masks and sanitation and all of the things that you needed to be smart about, you know, in terms of running a business and mitigating risk, because you want to keep your staff safe and you want to keep your customers safe. So what's the best thing to do? Well, bring that risk level down as low as you possibly can go and ask, you know, both your staff to be, you know, policing themselves and ask your customers to be policing themselves. And so we were ready and we understood everything we were going to need to do. But then this phased opening came out and all of the restrictions we'd been planning for were there, except this one extra one that was, oof, it kind of killed us. We are a venue that has two auditoriums, okay? And the important auditorium is the historic main theater. It has 750 seats. Now, what these restrictions say is you can only have 50 people in there.
Oh.
That's it. So 50 people in a 750-seat auditorium, that's 6% capacity, that's socially distancing of 25 feet a person, right? And it's not taking into account our overhead and what it costs to run the building. Yep. So it really pretty much just annihilates us and makes us lose even more money reopening than we would be if we were staying closed, or not closed per se, but what our current operations are, which we can come back to.
Yes.
So we are really in a bad place because if they don't change phase four's restrictions, then we will not reopen until phase five, which if you've read the plan, phase five is no new cases for a certain amount of time, strong and useful antivirals, or a vaccine. So when are we going to get to phase five? I don't know. And it's pretty bad for us right now. We're feeling pretty bleak. We don't know what the future is going to be if our elected officials don't try to change this one-size-fits-all number to a formula of a ratio of fire code capacity or square footage. I mean, the music box is massive. It's 7,000
right.
square feet, the one auditorium. So we need them to adjust that number for us so that we can really actually even open in phase one. If they don't adjust the number, then I'm sad to say, you know, people won't know the music box until for a longer period of time.
Now, we're going to revisit this. I got to take a quick break, Ryan, but Ryan Oestreich is my guest. He's the general manager of the Music Box Theater. You know where the Music Box is, 3733 North Southport in Chicago. MusicBoxTheater.com. That's theater with an R-E because they're fancy at the Music Box and they're historic, and they're celebrating their 90th anniversary. We're going to talk more with Ryan and take your questions, 312-981-7200. It's WGN. Businesses are hurting all over during this COVID-19 pandemic. We know that. We hear about restaurants and bars and nail salons, and maybe you're not thinking about movie theaters at this moment as you sit in front of the TV streaming something. We got news that AMC, the big theater chain, is saying they might go out of business. But what about the fine, the wonderful independent cinemas right here in Chicago, especially the Music Box Theater that has been celebrating and celebrating their 90th anniversary all year? Ryan Oestreich is the general manager of the Music Box. Ryan, right before we took the break, you were talking about the really hard line requirements that the Music Box is going to have to jump through to finally open. We all know the Illinois Restaurant Association lobbies for restaurants, and they work with the city to deal with that. Do independent theaters have that sort of group, or is it all up to you and the Music Box to talk to the city by yourselves?
So there is a national association. It's called NATO of Theater Owners, not to be confused with the other NATO.
I was going to say, you guys are pretty well connected.
I wish. But there is this organization that all movie theaters across the country, I mean, if they choose to pay their dues and be a part of, but inside of that, there's an Illinois chapter,
okay,
which we, you know, we pay much smaller dues, but you know, we have kind of a group that tries to, you know, talk to our elected officials and whatnot to basically say, hey, here are some guidelines and restrictions we are willing to put on ourselves. So please, here, take up these offerings, look through them and see if you're willing to kind of use them as a template to put onto us for when we reopen. And so Illinois NATO did work together with actually the Illinois Restaurant Association to try to come up with our own volunteer guidelines for everything. And, you know, we were hoping to be treated very similar to restaurants. And, you know, what we don't know is whether they're going to change that hard and fast number, 50 people, to like a percentage of capacity, which, you know, if they even gave us 25% capacity, which is what we heard the Illinois Restaurant Association was asking for, we could reopen in phase four at 25% capacity. That's enough seats for us.
Okay.
So we're kind of hoping that that kind of becomes a thing, because the rest of the restrictions that they're asking for are things we would want to do, you know, having our employees wear masks and gloves and extra sanitizing of things, and, you know, basically doing assigned seating and spacing out seats so that they're, everything is socially distanced, and, you know, and also, taking the temperatures of our employees and then basically sending them home and giving them sick time if they're sick, so that, you know, they can not be at work and be paid, but not have to worry about losing their job, you know, and becoming in sick so that nobody has those concerns. So, like, all these things we're prepared for and happy to do, you know, just to give everybody either the real safety or even just the peace of mind. And the thing that people forget about with the way this virus works is it's all about close, confined spaces where also people are talking heavily and really kind of transmitting it. Now think about how you would do that in a setting where you're in a group or a party of people. But in a movie theater, everybody is sitting pretty quietly, not talking, barely breathing too heavily, socially distanced, and all watching a movie, right?
And all facing the same way. You're not exactly looking at somebody else.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of what the bigger concern of how transmission goes. So even in that sense, our section of entertainment, it should be treated a little bit differently. And I'm not asking, you know, for like some ungodly number of like, let me have 100% capacity, because I don't want to take that risk, not for my employees and not for my customers. But also, I just feel like, you know, they lumped us into phase four, and I'm just still really hoping that they can kind of carve something out to say, okay, movie theaters, you know, that was our early modeling. Here's something more that can work for you, so that really we can reopen and reopen in a way that we're not going to lose money, because that's what we need to do as independent theaters. I mean, AMC, I mean, what they're talking about, and they're not really being honest, all they're talking about is going bankrupt and not paying their debt. And basically what they'll do is they'll just close the theaters that weren't making the big amounts of money. And then once they reorganize and refinance their business, they'll reopen other theaters that were making money, and they'll still be AMCs. But like a mom and pop shop, an independently owned, like the Music Box, that doesn't work.
No. If you're gone, you're gone.
Right. And then so what happens with an independent place like that is if you're gone, you're gone. Well, then, I mean, if a movie theater goes out of business and cannot be a movie theater again, then what happens to that building, right? And it's not like it's suddenly going to become a movie theater again. It could get redeveloped or something worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just need some path, a sliver, something to figure out how we can do this, you know, with a little bit more understanding of that our business is different than, say, a restaurant, or different than, say, a music venue.
Now, is your alderman, I don't know who your alderman is, are they helpful at all, or your congressperson, are you able to talk to them?
My state representative, my state senator, and my alderman, and everybody knows and seems to care about the Music Box and hears me, but they all seem to say it comes down to the public health department and what they say. So they take my story and my concerns, and they say they pass it on. But that they also say, please understand that, you know, that the task force that the mayor appointed is working hand in hand with the public health department. It's really going to be decided by the public health department. So I don't really know how much they can do for me. They say they're trying, but
sure.
And I believe them because they, you know, I've seen them at the movie theater before. but
you better step up a little bit.
I hope so. You know, I mean, I need it. My employees need it. You know, I feel like the customers want it. You know, we all need a little escape from this insane world right now.
Definitely. Now, what No matter when you reopen, and I'm going to say when because I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hope for the best, but the customers would have to wear face coverings, correct? Because that's a statewide thing.
So we would ask them to wear a face covering up until when they got to their seat, because the way the restrictions work is when you are within 6 feet of one another and, you know, talking or breathing in that air, you're supposed to be wearing a face mask. But when you are seated and you're socially distanced and you're not sort of, sort of moving in any way or you're breathing heavily, then the risk goes down dramatically. So what we would ask for our customers is you wear a mask when you come in, you wear a mask if you do any interaction with us for, say, like get a ticket or concessions or whatever, and then at least wear that mask down to where your seat is.
Okay.
And then, you know, after that, we would hope, you know, people would probably do the best practices, but as we know, you can't drink your beer with your popcorn because you can get beer at the music box.
You can't drink beer with a mask. And you don't want to put a straw in a beer. That's no good. You don't want to enjoy it that way.
That's a little weird.
That's very weird. But, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, Ryan. Sometimes, if I got to do it, I got to do it. That's how it's going to go. All right. We know that things are dire now. But people can still help support the music box. There's a lot of things going on at the music box because, you know, again, if you live in that neighborhood, you've been to the music box, you've seen the music box. If you live in the Chicago area, you know about the music box. You may have gone to one of the fine programs. You may have gone to a 70 millimeter. These are the parts of Chicago that we really need to watch out for. Small businesses, independent businesses. All right, so let's get into how people can help. What can you do to still enjoy the music box and support the music box, even though we can't physically go and sit in the theater?
Well, there's one thing you can do, which is exactly the type of thing you would get from the music box, and that's watch a movie. So on our YouTube page, we did a nice recording of our house organist playing what he normally does on a Friday or Saturday night. So right then and there, and this is free, anytime you're going to watch a movie, you can bring a little bit of the music box into your home right before it with that nice intermission music that we're known for.
Nice.
But then beyond that, if you want to support us directly, you can go to our website, and we're still curating movies. We've got some independent distributors who've been making these movies available to us, where basically they create a page that's got the music box logo on it, and it's like a ticket price. It's like $12, and even if, you know, you're watching it with a couple of people, but it's still $12, and we get 50% of that ticket price from that distributor. So,
nice.
You know, we're kind of still curating these movies that we would have played on our big screen, and you can basically say, oh, yeah, I like this one that the music box picked out, like this documentary or this comedy or whatever. And so you could watch it right there, and that's supporting us. So that's like a direct way of still feeling like you're at the movies, or at least that you're watching movies and knowing us for that way. But if you want to go beyond that, we've got merchandise for sale. You can buy something for yourself, like a pin or a mug, or somebody for a friend. We have memberships that you'll be able to take advantage of when we reopen, and those get you discounts and free movies. And then we also have gift cards, of course, so that you can use those when we reopen. And like you said, when we reopen, because we're going to reopen. I like that optimism.
You gotta keep thinking that way.
Those are all ways you can support us. And, you know, hopefully the other thing that we're working on is the drive-in. And so I'm hoping we're going to get this drive-in off the ground. And if we do, that would be another way you support us. You just come see a movie in your car, you know?
Now we're,
that'd be cool.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to hear about this idea. Then we'll talk. Let's talk about a few of the movies that the Music Box is curating on the virtual cinema. And you forgot a perfect accoutrement to go with one of these movies that we're going to be streaming at home. So we'll talk about that too. Ryan Oestreich is the general manager of the Music Box Theater, 3733 North Southport. MusicBoxTheater.com is the website. More with Ryan and your questions. If you have a question for Ryan, 312-981-7200. After this, WGN. I'm tempted to just let this song go because I love this song. It's nothing against Ryan Oestreich, the general manager of Music Box Theater, but I don't know why this song speaks to me, and yet it does. But songs speak to you, movies speak to you, and if you want to see movies at the Music Box Theater, well, you can't go in there right now, but you can still see films through the Music Box and support the Music Box Theater with their virtual cinema. Now, I mentioned, Ryan, before we left, that you had forgotten something that I think I can't go to the movies without popcorn and Junior Mints. And you mentioned I can get beer at the Music Box Theater. But what if I want all your other treats? Can I get some treats and then bring them home and go to the virtual cinema?
You absolutely could. I can't believe I forgot Music Box to go. These are our crafted packages for you, the popcorn, the movie popcorn loving, either you're soda drinking or beer drinking or wine drinking and candy. You know, we basically have these packages online. You go on there and you say, I like this type of candy, I like this type of wine or this type of beer. We call them our PG or our rated R packages. And basically it's pretty slick on Fridays and Saturday nights. You can plug it in, have a pickup time, swing by, give us a call, say you're outside, we run it out to you, and then you head home and you set up your screening in the comfort of your couch, and you got, you know, movie popcorn. So yeah, we have other ways to support us and also enjoy the way you support us with Music Box to go.
All right, we're going to get into some of the films that you're running during the virtual cinema, but before we left, you also said there's an idea for a drive-in. What is that all about?
Well, you know, one thing that you know, is all about safety and what's going on with the pandemic is how do you socially distance but also watch movies as, like, a community. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's been around, honestly, since the birth of cinema, like the very first drive-in came about in 1932, is, you know, taking your car and packing it full of people or not and driving to a giant outdoor space and watching a movie on a really big screen.
Yeah.
And so there are drive-ins still in this country. There used to be in the 60s, I think at the peak of the 60s, there was like 5,000 drive-in screens across the United States, but now it's down to 340. Wow. However, they're making a comeback because right. This is how people can come together and see movies right now. So our idea is, why not a drive-in in the city of Chicago proper?
Yeah. You could do it in the parking lots down by Soldier Field. You could do it. There's a lot of places you could do it.
So we sourced all of the stuff we need to create a drive-in. Now we just need to find the right property owner to give us the space, because we can't really pay for a space on top of all
yes.
the other costs for it. So we're really working hard to find somebody who's like, I want to do my parking lot, my empty lot. It's not yeah. doing me any good right now. Why not I help the Music Box?
How much space do you need?
So for the setup that we're looking to do, because right now we have a 42-foot screen, so to make it a good presentation for everybody, we're looking for a 300-by-300-foot square.
300-by-300-foot square, which would hold about how many cars?
Between 150 and 200 cars.
All right, listen, there's people listening right now who have some land. You know somebody who owns a parking lot. You know people aren't driving anywhere. Everybody's working from home. Let's step it up.
And the good thing here is we can put this thing on there and remove it without putting anything in the ground. We've figured this all out.
See, so it's not going to damage anything. And maybe you have a parking lot that people only use during the week for business. Well, why not Friday and Saturday night, man? Let's do it up.
Here's the thing about movies. It could be weeknights, too, because
sure.
we can't start the movies until sundown. Nobody's parking after 7 o'clock.
I got you, Ryan. Listen, we're gonna keep harping on this. Somebody out there has a space, because this is a fantastic idea. And just, you mentioned they're on a comeback just a couple weeks ago. There were some in the suburbs and that were opening up, and lines were forming in the middle of the day. People, it's a nice nostalgic throwback to go to the drive-in. You know, some people have never been to a drive-in. It's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, it really is. I actually did it when I was a kid, and you know, the only problem with that I stopped going is because they kept closing, and so the furthest one I could go to was like an hour drive, and I'm like, an hour drive, I'll be back at 2 or 3 in the morning. That's insane.
Yeah, that's the. So there's
why
a
not
point.
Why not put it in Chicago and people can get there in 15 or 20 minutes? Oh well, depending on traffic. So.
And if somebody's listening and they're thinking, I might be able to help this, how can somebody get a hold of you, Ryan, to talk about this?
Just email me, just ryan@musicboxtheater.com. You can find me on the website.
Perfect. All right. Okay, let's so that's an exciting idea. Hopefully that comes about. Let's talk about some of the films that you've got going through this virtual cinema, because Oh, before we do that, this was a question I wanted to ask. I had this question, and then yeah. I got all worked up over trying to find a lot for the drive-in, and I forgot it. Other theater, big chain theaters are always complaining that people are, they're staying home to watch movies. Your clientele is different because you're not showing the run-of-the-mill stuff that's being streamed or that you can watch, at the mall or whatever. So is that, once things reopen, are you confident that your customers are going to come back? Whereas other, some of these chains are like, well, they might not. And people, for that, I agree. People might not go back. But they can't see what they can see at the Music Box anywhere else.
That's correct. And that's what makes it special. But that's not the only reason people are going to come back. We're an historic, atmospheric landmark that, it gives a different sense of what watching a movie together is. It's more of like an experience of going to church. The people that are there want to be there. They're choosing to spend their money there because they love movies so much. If the run-of-the-mill movie theater is questioning if it will have a life after the pandemic, well, it should have been questioning what its life was before the pandemic. What's it doing for its customers? What experience is it giving? What makes it more of a community space than any other movie theater? And the Music Box specifically prides itself on how it engages and how it creates community for people who love watching movies together. And so that's why I do not fear the future of the Music Box. And it is completely okay that when we reopen, if we reopen with restricted capacities and if people aren't sure they want to come back right away, that's okay, because over time we're all going to get more confident and better things are going to come out of our health system and ways for us to manage this thing so that, we're going to get back to the old Music Box of yore that we all know and love. It'll come back to that.
Well, and it's the way you describe it is perfect, because going in, it used to be you'd go to the movies and they were all big auditoriums like you. You said 750 seats in the historic auditorium. That's how all theaters used to be. Now, a lot of times it's like going to a movie in somebody's garage. They chop them up at the multiplex. There's no atmosphere. There's nothing that makes it seem special, which I think is why a lot of people don't treat it as special. They don't come in. They're not reverent. They're not quiet.
Right. Yeah, because they don't care as much about the experience that they're sharing with other people. They're not thinking about the place there, and they're just. They're in these recliner seats that make them think that they're at home, mm-hmm. right? And they're eating this gourmet food that they might have made at home. So if anything, is trying to give them that at home experience, which is that at home attitude, right? Which is your phone can come out at any time, and you think you can pause the damn movie, but you can't. That's not how movies work,
right? And the person next to you doesn't care who you're texting. Nobody cares.
They don't care.
All right, let's look at some of these. You guys have a documentary that's on the virtual cinema that I hadn't heard of, and it sounds really interesting. What is Hail Satan?
Oh, yes, Hail Satan. So this one came out a couple of years ago, but we brought it back with this distributor who was bringing back these really good documentaries. It's about the Church of Satan, which makes you wonder, okay, this is all a glorification of Satanists.
Right.
But it's actually really not. What it really looks at with the Church of Satan is what the underlying purpose of the Church of Satan is, which is about protest and freedom of speech, and the way that things can get misclassified and misrepresented, and stereotypes can be created. And so it's actually a really fascinating documentary that looks at people who call themselves Church of Satanists, but how their lives are affected by that. And it was such a fun film that we played at the Music Box, and I think it was a year and a half ago we played this film, because we actually had like churchgoers coming out to like protest our screening of this movie.
Geez.
But we were like telling them, no, please come in and watch the documentary before you judge it, because trust me, this is not anti-religion, pro-religion, this is not pro-Satanism and whatnot. It's actually much more of an interesting piece about, kind of American society and free speech and all that kind of stuff. And so we were excited when this distributor was like, hey, you want to bring back Hail Satan? And we were like, absolutely. That's a really great documentary to like strike up a conversation with people about.
And what else is available? Give me another one on the virtual cinema.
I'll give you two. If you want a good drama that sort of kind of takes you back, so kind of in the sense of repertory or classic movies, I really recommend The Gray Fox. It's a story about a man coming out of prison and trying to figure out what he's going to do with his life. So he goes back to train robbing, which is how he got in prison the first time. And then the other one is a little bit more lighthearted, but it's cynical and snarky and it's funny. It's called Lucky Grandma, and it's about an octogenarian Chinese grandma in New York who's a gambling fiend, and she gets herself in the wrong gambling den and has to find her way out with, you know, if you could think Chinese mobsters and things. It's really good. You'll be shocked at how much you enjoy this movie.
Very nice. Now, tomorrow you have a movie opening, or I guess later today because it's after midnight. And for what we're going through, it seems like a very fitting film to be running now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have actually a couple. We've got Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, and Whose Streets, which are both really powerful documentaries, talking about African-American issues, or specific Toni Morrison and what she had done through her writing and whatnot. And so for us, we thought, you know, the best way to have a conversation about what's going on is to listen to a story or understand a subject through the medium of movies, because there's nothing more empathetic than sitting down and watching and listening or seeing a conversation unfold. And so these two documentaries, I think, are really strong. And I think, for anybody who wants to take this conversation that we're having nationally and make it a little bit more focused for an hour and a half, these documentaries are great watches. They really are, and it makes you really think about things.
And before I let you go, tell people again how they go about getting the virtual cinema in their home.
So just go to musicboxtheater.com, and then it says virtual cinema, or just scroll down below that, and you'll see all the films that are listed that you could rent online right now. And basically, you just click over to the link of the movie, and you rent it, and it's like a 24 or 48-hour period of time where you get to watch this movie on your computer, or you hook up the computer to your TV, and it's a great way to watch the movie from your home, but also be supporting Music Box.
Yep, because a portion of the proceeds go right to the Music Box, and if you're in the neighborhood, or even if you're not in the neighborhood, call ahead, swing by, get your Music Box to go, and you can get your popcorn and your candy and everything else, and it'd be all set up for a wonderful night. Ryan, it is always good to talk to you. Good luck. I hope the city starts taking things into advantage, because 6%, like you said, 6% occupancy, it's not, you can't. You got to do it. You got to get up to where everybody else is. But good luck. Keep in touch, and we will hope to see you at the Music Box very soon.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks to all the listeners, and hope to hear from you guys, and take care of yourself, Chicago.
Take care, Ryan. That's Ryan Oestreich. He is the general manager of the Music Box Theater.